Hello, and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media. This is the show that we bring people in from our community in order to celebrate all the amazing things they do for our community to make the South Central PA area a great place to live, especially Adams County and part of York. And I'm really excited to introduce you to Wayne Lohman, who is the new publisher for the Gettysburg Times, and which is part of the Sample News Group. Mm-hmm. And of course, before we come on the air, we sit down and we have a chance to talk about, okay, where we're gonna go. And Wayne, I have to say that the impression that I have of you is, you know, that we are blessed to have someone
thank you.
Who is community oriented and is just a pleasure to speak with.
Thank you.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, I hope this was something that you were excited about and wanted. And as the publisher, what is your role?
I'm in charge of the business,
okay.
And so that includes primarily the revenue side of the business, but the editorial side reports up to me too, so I'm working with our editor on a lot of things that I'd like to see us be doing. And so it's really all-encompassing with the business. So,
and the important cornerstone for the Gettysburg Times has always been the community.
Mm-hmm.
What is your vision, your philosophy with where the Gettysburg Times is gonna go in relationship to focusing on our community?
Well, I'm committed to keeping the Times as a platform for community members. I'm not one who believes that any local newspaper should be speaking to the community. It should be the platform for the community to speak to itself, you know, and for different members in the communities, regardless of their perspective or points of view, but they have a place where they can voice that. And then also, you know, entertaining. We want to be entertaining. We want to be engaging. You know, we want to be a place where folks can open up the paper or turn to the website and say, this reflects our community, or this is a place where I can get information. I can have a little bit of fun, you know, with some games and those kind of things. But also it's a place where I can talk to my neighbors. I can hear what my neighbors are saying. So that's what's important about the Times, and that's one of the reasons I came to work with Sample News Group, because as a corporation, Sample is very committed to community news, and you know, we have some neighboring sister papers in Shippensburg and in Bedford and up in Towanda, and you know, out west a little bit in Indiana. So it's just a good newspaper group that's committed to local coverage, local news.
So you'll be celebrating our successes as a community, individuals making us a better community,
mm-hmm.
And be very informative, trying to get people connected.
Right. We have an interesting project coming up for next year as part of the 250th celebration of the birth of the United States. We're looking at what is Adams County role and points during that 250 years. So we've got a work group already coming together where we brought some community members in and just looking at, you know, things from, you know, people, places, and things of the last 250 years in Adams County.
That is going to be so interesting when it comes out. So you'll be taking that whole time span and say, pretty much, did you know that this was occurring?
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, there was this influence in the nation?
Yeah, we've reached as far back as, I think it's the Mansion House in Fairfield.
Okay.
Dates to like 1757. And then, of course, the Dobbin House came in 1776. And then just looking at some of the other historical sites through the years, and, you know, certainly looking at the people like Thaddeus Stevens and Dwight Eisenhower, and just the impact that those folks have had on the county and on the area. And then we're looking at issues like, cemeteries are an important piece of local history. So we want to look at those, and we want to look at, some of the, community impact type of things like Fort Colt in Gettysburg back during World War I, doing some training. And I'm just starting to learn a lot of this myself, but it's really fascinating, and I think readers will find it interesting and entertaining.
So you're going to bring life to our past.
Yes.
That's great. And as you do that, you'll be building a renewed sense of culture and heritage.
I hope so. Hope so.
And hopefully this isn't something that is only done once for this celebration.
Well, our idea is we're going to have a monthly special in the Times, and then at the end of the year, we want to collate it all into a book, that we have a souvenir book for folks to go back and look at those kind of things.
That's awesome. Has that process been done before at various places? Is this something that's common for journalism?
I think it's probably been done in some aspect or another, someplace else, but just the whole 250th anniversary year gives us a good theme around which to build something like that, and really to take a look at the local impacts over those 250 years and the local people and see how, early on there seems to be some folks who contributed to the colonial growth and that sort of thing. So
mm-hmm. That's awesome. So you're bringing life to the past, mm-hmm. Celebration to the future, the present.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to look at the future, too. Part of the project is what's the next 250 years. So, and we're going to look at that in terms of more of what's the next 250 for Adams County in particular, looking at some of the dynamics of what's going on here now. And, of course, the Battle of Gettysburg is the foundational piece, but that's not something we want to spend we're going to talk about it, but not spend a whole lot of time with it, but use it as what does that mean for the future and, in terms of economic growth, in terms of residential growth, in terms of migration and just take a peek at it, see what it looks like.
We have a lot in common, community media and the Gettysburg Times. And as we celebrate who we are and what we do as a community, we look at the same processes that you do. So it'd be nice for us to try to work together on some of these projects.
Be happy to, interested. Yeah.
So what are you... When you came in and you... First of all, you're not really new to this area.
No, I was the editor at the Hanover Evening Sun back in the late 80s to mid 90s. And we had a Gettysburg bureau. So we were always, covering news out of Gettysburg. And we had a little bit of an Adams County influence in the daily paper we had back there. I got to know the community a little bit and really enjoyed it back then. That was another reason why I wanted to come to Gettysburg as the publisher, just because I liked the marketplace. I liked the town. I liked Adams County and had good relationships with people back then. So it just seemed like a natural to, come back in here at the tail end of my career and see what I could do to help.
Sort of like full circle.
Yeah.
Yes. So you were with the competition then?
At that time, yes.
So the nice thing is, Wayne, Mr. Lohman?
Wayne's fine.
Is for you to take that past experience and be a bridge for our community, which expands beyond Adams County mm-hmm. and into York. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people from McSherrystown and Hanover feel more of a part of Adams County as mm-hmm. as and of course McSherrystown is Adams County than York. You know, it's going to be an interesting community builder.
Yeah, it's I live in Maryland, just south of Tawnytown, and it's interesting how many folks I talk to down there that come up to Gettysburg a lot for recreation, you know, come up for dinner, you know, in the evenings, come up to the battlefield. My grandson's like nothing better than going out to Devil's Den and climbing over the rocks,
yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And then in Hanover, I think there's more of an orientation towards Gettysburg and Adams County than there is towards York. Mm-hmm. And particularly on the western side with McSherrystown and even down south in the southern part of Hanover. And then when we go north out of Hanover, you know, certainly Cross Keys and getting up into York Springs and that area is all, you know, oriented here. You know, so I like the as you said, the outside growth of Adams County, the outside influence of Adams County, and certainly many folks moving up here, you know, from Maryland, mm-hmm. and you know, you can see that with the new development that's up here, and you know, folks our age, you know,
right.
coming up here to retire. So,
we're really excited about the partnership that we could have with Gettysburg Times, and part of it you've expressed right now is, you know, when you bring life to the past, you bring unity to the present, and you bring vision to the future. And with your 250th anniversary, you're reinforcing our culture and our heritage, which how many times, especially in families now, that which is unique, because this brings us to another another discussion. Where you can get a job, you can move out, and you can have your own separate family, or there's nothing here that is related to my heart's passion, so I'm going to leave. So as you look at heritage, sometimes it's lost. I know when we were growing up, we used to always have family reunions. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure if that occurs as much as I'd like to see it. And if it does occur in your home, you're blessed. You know, you're blessed for that opportunity. I'm excited about that project that you're doing with the 250th, where you're going to give us a chance to stop and think about who we were mm-hmm. and, you know, where we're at and where we're going to be going. And when we talk about where we're going to be going, the question becomes, how can we keep our most talented people here in this area without having to leave? Because like you said, Wayne, we do attract people to come to our area and stay. You know, Amberbrook is one. And they are some of the most talented people, mm-hmm. but they're at a different stage in their life.
Right.
You know, so as we work to make Adams County the best it can be, as we work to connect peoples together with our heart's passion, how can we keep that family unit and our best? And, you know, I'm sorry for going on a tangent on that.
I couldn't agree with you more about those kind of challenges that particularly smaller communities face. The one thing that is to our advantage here is that we are relatively close to the larger metropolitan areas and relatively close in terms of drive time or travel time, so that people can live here, you know, and work there, you know, or they can, create their own businesses here and be close enough to larger markets where, they can get their products and services, outside of just Adams County and Gettysburg. So to me, that's a great advantage, just physically, where we're at, geographically, where we're at. And then, certainly many young families are looking for school districts, and we've got wonderful school districts here. And so that's another piece around which to build connection and engagement back into the local community. So, for most folks, the school relationship is more important than anything else, that they can establish and create and find as their children are starting to grow. And to me, again, that's a great advantage of Gettysburg and Adams County.
Wayne, I am excited to spend more time with the Gettysburg Times focusing on some of these issues. You brought one up is, if you can start your own business here, then you don't have to worry about the drive time that takes you away from being at those school events and things like that. So this is an interesting topic. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could help nurture that discussion and come up with some solutions.
I mean, we have a great advantage with this entire visitors economy, is what I call it. You think about a million people coming into just the battlefield every year, and what, maybe 7-8 million into the Adams County region on an annual basis. That's a lot of in-migration for services and goods that we can create here, we can support here, can be sustained here, and that just builds a much healthier environment for everyone. So,
yep, and many communities try to fund opportunities to bring people in. Mm-hmm. To their community, and we have a lot of those opportunities here. We're doing a program called Common Ground, which is based on showing just the people who have lived here forever, not only those who are moving in, how beautiful Adams County is, the different locations that you can go, and right now we're working with Trout Unlimited, focusing on some of the fishing holes and some of the opportunities they have for our youth, and then branch out to the community that surrounds that, and talk a little bit about culture and just the awareness of all the great resources that we have here. And like you said, there's people from Taneytown coming up to, I guess it's part of the South Mountain location. I mean, we have the South Mountain Partnership who does a great job with that. So, but you live, like you said, in Taneytown, mm-hmm. Do you not?
Just south of Taneytown. Yeah.
And you live on your family's farm. So you were born and raised
in Maryland.
Can you talk on that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. We moved to the farm where I'm at in 1966. And so grew up there on a dairy farm, milking cows, making hay, doing all that kind of thing. And then I went to college at Western Maryland in Westminster, McDaniel now. Mm-hmm. So, early in my career, I started at the Evening Sun in Hanover as a sports reporter, and then moved to York, Pennsylvania, worked for the old Dispatch that's still there in news and in sports, and then moved to back to Hanover as the editor. And then from Hanover, we moved to Kokomo, Indiana, had a couple papers around Indiana, and then moved to Niagara Falls, New York, worked there for about 4 years. And then, 7 years, and then came back to Maryland. I went to work for the Baltimore Sun as an ad director, and was there about 7 years. And seven seems to be the number.
There you go. It's a good number.
Yeah. And then moved from Baltimore to the Daily Collegian at Penn State University and was there for 7 years. And it's a funny story. I was ready to retire, and a friend of mine called and said, "Hey, I got a job for you." And I said, "Well, I'm not really looking for a job." He goes, "No, you'll like this. I know you like Gettysburg, got an opportunity there. I think you can help." I said, "Well, sure." So I talked to Scoop Sample, Mr. Sample, the owner of Sample News, and he brought me on and started. I was working as a consultant for Mr. Sample in January, and then moved in here the very first of August. So I've been here about 3 months, you know, getting my feet wet, you know, so.
Well, I hopefully, I'm in great hopes that this is where you retire.
I hope so too.
Yeah, you know, because this would be a great opportunity, because as you explain your background, you bring a lot of experience, not only with processes, but with different communities and how they operate. Mm-hmm.
So. I just told a friend this. We had our 50th high school reunion last weekend, and I was talking to a friend, and he said, we were talking about Gettysburg, and I said, of all the communities that I've worked in, there's not a one that wouldn't kill to have Gettysburg's assets, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, the visitor economy, the battlefield, you know, all the thing, the school districts, you know, everything that's here. And, you know, because most communities they're either looking for jobs, you know, they're looking for industry, they're looking for, you know, the kind of economic inputs that Gettysburg already has, mm-hmm. you know. And so, you know, it's also, you've got the, you know, the college here, so there's an education level that's of import, I think, you know, mm-hmm. for the area, and you know, close to Hack and, you know, some of these other universities, and plug for Western Maryland's just right down the road.
Shippensburg.
Right, Shippensburg over the mountain. So I feel lucky to be here, you know, just because of the assets that are here and the opportunities that I see here, you know. Particularly, you know, we want to try to grow our business too. So,
yeah, and the cornerstone of your business is the community. Mm-hmm. And from talking to you, the philosophy is you got to make money. Mm-hmm. So you have like commercial printing, mm-hmm. and I'm sure some other ideas that you have. And that pays so that you can have good workers. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is you're trying to put out a product that will somewhat celebrate our community.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Reflect our community. Mm-hmm. Unite our community. And at the same time, help to direct the vision of our community. What more can a community want?
Yeah, I think the primary role of any local newspaper or website, you know, and that kind of thing, is, as I mentioned earlier, just be the platform for all the voices in the community. And, you know, not be biased in one direction or another, but let everyone have their say and everyone have access, you know, to those platforms.
Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. So, what expectations, and I don't mean to ask this question in something that we already said, but in different words. Mm-hmm. So you came in, you saw Gettysburg Times and how it functions. What were your impressions and what are your expectations for the Times?
I think there's opportunity to grow as a business, and that means grow advertising, grow commercial print. We have putting a lot of focus on our commercial print operations simply because That's where we've got most of our mechanical investment in the press and, you know, those operations. So you want to maximize where your investment's at. I think the other thing is to look at, how can the Gettysburg Times tap into that visitors marketplace a little bit more than what we do. So we've got some ideas we're talking about, and that's primary information. What kind of information are we providing, and what kind of platform? We have, hundreds of thousands of visitors on our website, and when we track down where are they coming from, a lot are coming from surrounding states: New York, New Jersey, Virginia, Maryland. So not only does it have a healthy local traffic, it's got a lot of, to me, it's the visitor traffic, that's tapping into our website. And so I want to make sure we've got information, on the website that provides those folks with all the information they need, or, links to where they can get that. And I'm much like you, Ray, in that I think we're better together than we are working separately. And so we have to find ways that what are the things we can do as community organizations to lift up the community, and to lift up the economic engine, the visitors that are coming in. And so we can't be looking at where we're competitors, because we're really not. What lifts one lifts us all, and so that'll be another, focus of mine, is just, building the local partnerships. And we have different needs on our economic engines, revenue streams, but that one visitor who comes into Gettysburg can impact you, can impact me, can impact Discover Gettysburg, Destination Gettysburg, all those kind of things. And, certainly the local businesses.
Provide opportunities for our community to grow mm-hmm. in a positive way.
Right.
So is there any question or anything that you would like the public to know before we wrap this up?
Yeah, I think it's not so much a question as it is a commitment to the local community, a commitment to being the platform where your voice can be heard, regardless of the issue or which side of the issues you may be on, but also a place that you can engage with us. So if you have questions, call us. My email is real simple, publisher@gettysburgtimes.com. So we want you to engage with the Gettysburg Times and to help us. You may have an idea that why aren't you guys doing this, or why should you be thinking about that? I encourage you to reach out,
Wayne Lohman, the publisher for the Gettysburg Times, the new era. New sheriff in town.
There we go.
We're excited. We are really excited. I think our community has gotten very lucky thanks to Sample Publishing. Am I saying that correctly? Sample News Group.
Yeah.
Okay. Want to say thank you to them for being very intentional and strategic in choosing you.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Because I think we could spend more than just tonight or today at this table celebrating our community. And I think 3, 4, 5 years, maybe before 7's up, mm-hmm. We're going to be able to sit at this table and we're going to be able to do a review of how our community has grown. And I think what we're going to find out is that the Gettysburg Times has been a very key motivator, informer, and advocate for the growth of our community. And I think a lot of it's coming from your leadership. And, I'd love to speak that over you, because I feel as if that's your heart's passion.
Thank you very much.
Very good. Very good. Hey, Thanks for watching this segment, and you got to meet Wayne Lohman, the new publisher of the Gettysburg Times, and a community advocate. And again, the Gettysburg Times, I think you're hearing it. It's your newspaper. It's your newspaper. Wayne is just going to be running it for us.
I'm the steward.
Yep. And if you're not connecting with the Gettysburg Times and letting them know how your newspaper should be, mm-hmm. and giving them suggestions, then you're not playing your part in this community newspaper. So thanks again for watching this segment, Wayne. Thanks for being on the show. And until we can bring another awesome, I don't know if we can bring anybody. We have some really great people, Wayne. You know, as you get to know our community, you're going to find out that our nonprofits, the leadership of them are fantastic. They're very intentional. They're very strategic. And as we work towards providing our viewers with an opportunity to find their heart's passion and connect somehow in the community so that our vision that we talk about of growing so our community can provide opportunities for our youth, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. We're going to see a lot of good growth. So until we meet again, be kind, be healthy. Remember, you are the best. Please find your passion and get connected. Thank you.